For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Dr. Leslie Kernison of Helping Older Parents with Memory Loss. And today I'm here with my very dear friend and colleague, Linda Fodrini-Johnson, our certified geriatric care manager. And we are going to address a really common situation that we get asked about a lot, which is, what should I say when my parent accuses me or someone else of things that aren't true? So, it's really common for people who are having some memory loss or thinking problems to not only be confused about where they may have left something, but possibly accuse other people. Or they can even accuse them of things like cheating on them for spouses. And what other kinds of accusations have you seen in your time, Linda?
Well, definitely items that are missing, whether it's a comb or a purse or a hairbrush or something really insignificant. It could be something bigger like the car that was taken away because they can't drive anymore. But that was true. So, you know, it runs the gamut from something insignificant to something really big.
Yeah. And this is often really painful for families, first of all, to be accused of something.
Yes.
And second of all, people often want to know, well, what should I say or do so that they stop accusing that person? Because often their older parent is just so upset about this. So this little FAQ video is for you if your parent has been accusing others of taking things or doing things that are not true. So Linda, I was thinking we could maybe talk about responses, and maybe we'll even role play a little bit. I'll be the person with dementia, and you can do some better responses. Why don't we do two that I hear about often, which is accusing somebody else, sometimes another family member, of taking one's money or wallet, and then accusing one's spouse of infidelity. Now, really quickly, we'll review what to not do. So what does not work, what people often try, is to continuously explain to your parent why it's impossible. So instead, we'll demonstrate some alternative options. So Linda, you're going to be my daughter. I'm the older parent who's been having some memory and thinking problems. And I call you up on the phone. Linda, guess what happened? My money is gone again, and it's your husband. I know it's him. He keeps taking my money.
Gee, Mom, I'm really sorry that your money is missing. Wondering when that happened. Can you tell me a little bit about when that happened?
I don't know, but I know he did it. He's been doing it. He keeps taking my money.
So you saw Bill take the money out of your wallet?
I'm not sure, but I mean, who else would have done it?
I have no clue. How much money is missing, Mom?
Maybe $100.
Okay. Well, I'll be over tomorrow and put $100 back in your wallet, and then you'll be safe and you'll have the money you need. Will that be okay?
Well, What if he does it again, Bill?
What if he does it again? I don't think he will. I'll talk to him about that and make sure that he doesn't take your money.
Okay. All right. So, Linda, why don't you talk us through some of the things that you are doing that tend to help in this situation?
Well, one of the things that we want to do is something is missing in Mom. she is missing something, and it's the something's in her brain. So we need to think about that before we even get into the intervention, that when these kind of paranoid accusations get projected at you, the closest family member, you know, there is something missing. And so mom in this situation thinks it's money. And actually, your husband did take something from her. You married him. And so there is something missing because of him. But you're not going to get into that with mom. You want to make her feel comfortable that she's okay, that she's safe, and that you're going to replace that money. You didn't admit that he did it. But then when she says, what if he takes it again, you said you're going to tell him not to take the money. So you're not denying or even saying that he did. You found a solution to get her back her money and that he is not going to do it again. But tomorrow, it could be the housekeeper at assisted living that took her money, or the gardener, or your sister. It won't stop usually, because something is missing. That's what's going on in that dementia mind of hers. And again, being connected to a support group so you can get other ideas is helpful, because sometimes it really feels bad when your family member accuses you or somebody you love of something you know that no one would do. It just doesn't feel good.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So how about a few potential ways to respond to another one, which is when people are repeatedly accusing their spouse of infidelity?
Yeah, that does come up a lot, Leslie. I'm glad you brought that to our attention on this little training. Again, think about that person, that they're not feeling whole. They're not feeling like somebody would want them. So they think their spouse is cheating on them. And it's really hard for me to put that together and say that, you know, this syntax is, you know, somewhere that's happening in the brain. I think we need to think about changes are happening in the brain that affect self-esteem, and that person doesn't feel good about themselves for a variety of reasons. Maybe they can't cook anymore. Maybe they have a caregiver in the house. And often you have a female caregiver in there, and the wife then thinks that there's an affair going on with her husband and the caregiver, especially the husband finally has somebody he could have a conversation with. And so he's talking to her all the time and not she talking to the wife. So that's a little bit in when you bring on care, you have to be careful there. But that cheating is, that's so common. And I guess it's a little coaching of the well spouse to when he has to be gone, to tell mom why and this is kind of sounds like rationalization. I'm going to the grocery store. I'm going to get some milk. Is there anything else you'd want me to get you? Maybe he brings her back a surprise, something sweet, something, a little flower or something. I was thinking about you when I was gone, and I knew you loved pink, and I saw these carnations and I brought them for you. So you're kind of coming up with some interventions to maybe stop that. But again, maybe it's mom's self-esteem. Maybe mom needs to get her hair done and be complimented all the time on how well she looks or how good she does something else. Because she's not usually feeling good about herself. And that's why you get that kind of accusation. Denying it is, no, he's gone all the time. I know he's got a girlfriend. He's on the telephone all the time or on the computer. Maybe she walks by and there's a picture of a woman on the computer. So again, the well spouse needs some coaching on this too, not the adult children trying to say, Dad would never do that, or vice versa. Your mom would never do that.
And so what can the adult children say when their parent with memory loss says, your dad's been going off and cheating on me again?
You want to say Dad wouldn't. And I would say that Dad loves you a lot, Mom. That's all I would say. Dad loved you a lot, Mom. And I've seen that all my life. It's kind of like you're denying her feelings, but you don't want to get into it. Like, what makes you think that? What's going on? you know, it's really hard to be a spouse of somebody with dementia because you no longer have that partner. So the well spouse really does crave being in communication with people they can have conversations with. So they might be joining clubs or out more than they were before. So that there might be some truth to it. So I think that you have to bring Dad into it too, and have Dad, you know, have Dad be part of that, I guess, answer to that, that question.
But I like what I like that response, because you don't engage in arguing about it, but you just go right to the emotional need, which is for some reassurance that Dad, they are loved.
Dad loves you. We love you. Yeah.
And then maybe try to bring their attention to something else.
Yeah. And I think that Dad needs some training too.
Right. And that can help also.
Right.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Linda. So for more answers to these kinds of questions, we both Linda and I answer questions on our Helping Older Parents coaching calls. And then Linda is also available for one-on-one consultations with people all over the country, and has lots of experience in helping families figure out the things to try and say to make life better.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.